So it's always like coming to family, but you know, like it's like when I have family come to my house, it's usually because I'm making something new, and I've usually made it not exactly according to the recipe, and my parents are kind enough to sort of gag it down. So and then tell me it was really good. And so that's, it's like Pastor Tom always believes in me that I can somehow come and give a message, and I'm going to do the best I can. Okay? All right. So, and I'm not going to stand back there. Is this, can I use this if I don't light it on fire? Okay, great. All right. Oh my gosh. And like we've already gotten so much this morning, right? I know Pastor Keith, he's like, no, be careful. there's been this like this whole trend of like don't catch things on fire. Okay. And I loved the story about your friend and the wonton soup. Oh my gosh. And it's just like God, right? It's just like God to when we're at our saddest or our worst place, God just shows up with wonton soup. He did that with a salmon for me one time. It was like sort of a cool story. I'll give this quick story because I got like notes and I only have 15 minutes and Michael's going to give me the, okay? So, so I'm in the Coast Guard and it was I was probably a Christian within 10 years or so. And there's this man that comes off the elevator and he's got this thing that looks like a silver torpedo. And just to let you know, my dad is coming into town in a week and I probably didn't have enough money or enough food to feed him when he comes into town. Okay, so that's sort of the backstory. So this man comes off the elevator with this thing that looks like a torpedo. And I said, well, what can I do for you? He says, I'm looking for the captain. I said, okay, so I take him into the captain. I leave him with the captain's secretary. And that was it, right? And so I come out by the elevator a little bit later, and this man comes back out with his silver torpedo. I'm like, and I said, what's in that silver torpedo? He said, it's a fresh salmon. I'm a fisherman. I just caught this. He said, and your captain isn't in. Would you like it? Yeah. So anyway, and that's just like God, isn't it? Or, okay, here's one more story. So one time I went to this service and I had like $5 for lunch for the next week or 10 or whatever it was. And God was like, you really need to put that money in the offering. And I was like, well, God, I need lunch money. And he's like, put the money in the offering. And I knew it was the right thing to do, threw that money in the offering. And I'm like, so we're getting to lunchtime Monday, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm getting hungry. And and Matt, the guy that works for me, comes running in. He goes, hey, Layla, they're giving away free McDonald's gift certificates. And so God's like, hey, Layla, I got you, girl. So Pastor Tom asked me to give a homily. And, of course, I said, what's a homily? And I've got this, like, I'm like, yeah. Well, and I will tell you, I actually had to look up the definition. But the first thing that crosses my mind is, it sounds pretty Catholic to me. And I'm like going, well, I'm getting ordained. I'm asked me to do a homily. I'm like, am I going to become a Catholic? I am not ready for Vatican III. Okay. So anyway, so I looked it up and I'll answer. So it says, homily, a religious discourse that is intended primarily for spiritual edification rather than doctrinal instruction, a sermon. So I will not be giving doctrinal instruction today. So I have this prayer of intention that I love. So I'm going to read that real quick. So you can either pray with me or just your choice. So it says, today I choose an attitude of excitement, adventure, hope, faith, and in companionship with my God, walking out this life and all of its glory, gaining everything out of every day. I am a child of the Most High God and I will behave as such, knowing that my Father is good, powerful, all-knowing, unchanging, everywhere, and moment by moment involved with me, his child. Working all things together for our good, we are truly blessed persons. God's favor, love, mercy, goodness follows and overtakes us every day, and we live in God's abundance, love, healing, and every single promise. We can't help but receive money, goods, and services every day, and we are coming up out of every and any adverse circumstance. It will be God's way or no way at all in our life. We are children of destiny. God's word has set us free. This life won't get our best, you'll see, because we are children of destiny. So I've been thinking about this thing, praising God in all circumstances. So I have to praise you, God, because my light's out. It's like, no, praise God in all circumstances, not for all circumstances, right? So like, for example, like I just found out this morning my light fixture that I thought was broken is fine. But praising God in all circumstances. But first, let's talk a little bit about character, God's character. Like, we're going to praise God in all circumstances, but shouldn't we know the character of this God that we're praising in all circumstances? Right? Okay. So let's figure out character first. So when we talk about character, we're talking about He always, right? So if you can say He always in front of the whatever, that's somebody's character. So for example, we'll talk about Pastor Tom. We'll talk about his character. He always believes the best about us, right? So what are some other characters that Pastor Tom has? Spit them out. One word, two words, three words. Loving. Pastor Tom is always loving. That's another thing about his character. What's another thing we know about Pastor Tom? Pastor Tom is always generous. Any others? Pastor Tom is not always at the same place at the same time as is, but God is. So let's just take a minute and talk about God's character. And I've got 15, and I'm going to breeze through them very quickly. God is infinite, meaning He's never had a beginning. He never has an end. He is immutable. This is one of my favorite. God never changes. Never. And the other thing that's cool about God is He never evolves. Like, He doesn't have to get better. Like, we evolve, right? We get our characters improved. God doesn't have to. He's perfect. He's self-sufficient. He's got everything so that when we ask Him for something, He's got it, right? All right. He's omnipotent. That means He has all power, unlimited, omniscient. He knows everything. What's really cool is that God knows everything, and we don't, but He knows everything. So if we need to know something, we can ask. Omnipresent. He's always everywhere all the time. He's wise. I like this one. He sees everything in focus in relationship to everything else, resulting in flawless provision in carrying out His will. So for example, you know, sometimes you, like God is wise. That's how the wonton soup showed up at the right time, at the right place. God is good. God's good all the time. And you know, when we talk about praising God in all things, when we realize that God is good and that He will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before Him, and because we know Jesus, that gives us our uprightness, so we're always upright, and so God will never withhold a good thing from us. But we have more. God is just. He is unchanged, and there's so many more than this, but this is just a start, right? He is unchangeably right and perfect, and if someone mistreats me, God will bring justice for me. He is merciful, unchangeably compassionate and kind. So this one didn't get make the so here we go. We're almost done with God's character for this session. I'm sure that you guys all have had these things happen to you where we've seen this part of the God's character at some time, right? God is gracious. He is inclined to spare the guilty. God is love. God infinitely and unchangeably loves us. Never changes. He always loves us no matter what. God is holy. He is unchangingly perfect and always right. Glorious, infinitely beautiful and great. Faithful, He does what He says He's going to do. So I was going to do a couple Bible stories. And so I'll just briefly talk a little bit about Silas and Paul first. So The story is they go into this community and there's this girl who's, she's demon possessed, and they cast the demon out of her. And so the guys that were like taking advantage of this girl, cause she was like doing stuff to make money for them. So they're sort of mad. So they sort of make sure Paul and Silas end up in jail. So they're in jail. They're in like the inner jail. Their hands, their feet are bound, and they've got their own private jailer that's watching over them. And it's, I don't know, we'll say 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And then they start praising God. They clearly were praising God really loudly because all the other prisoners heard them. And, you know, it was sort of interesting, too, that one of my friends pointed this out. She's like, they were probably in the practice of praising God at 2 o'clock in the morning. Probably, you know, any time when they had free time, they were praising God, right? I mean, who wouldn't, right? It'd be like, those times would be, like, really awesome. So it's 2 o'clock in the morning. They're all bound up. They got their private jailer. They're praising God. And what happens? That's right. God sends an earthquake. Shakes the whole place up. So this is fascinating. I didn't realize this. Not only do their binds come off, not only did their prison door fling open, but all the prisoners and all the prison doors. And then the jailer gets a little nervous because I think like he's responsible. He must be responsible if they escape. And they're like, okay, it's okay. And he says, what should I do to be saved? Because, like, he's like, man, this is a good deal. These guys are praising God. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, this is... So what happens is, prison guard takes Paul and Silas out to their house, back to his place, feeds them, cleans them up, does all that, and then shares the gospel with the family. Everybody in the house gets saved, right? So this all happened because praising God. And I was going to talk about Habakkuk, but we're going to just... Flip has Habakkuk's actually really cool, but we're not going to talk about Habakkuk today. Well, because we have to do an ordination later, you know, pastor time. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Pastor Tom is just and merciful. But the thing that was really cool about Habakkuk is he remembered who God was. The thing about Paul and Silas, they remembered who God was. And we've talked about God's character. And when we are praising God in circumstances, we remember who God is. And God is good. God shows up with wonton soup. You know, God shows up at the last moment when we're lonely and we get that phone call. And God shows up. When it's like, oh my gosh, God, this something's wrong with my body. I need healing. And God shows up. And I really just want to talk a little bit more about Paul. So, you know, Paul said, he said, all things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Is that right? All things work together for our good. And we remember God's good, right? God is good. If it's good, it's God. If it's not good, it's not God. If it's a little bit God, it's, if it's a little bit good, it's a little bit God. So anyway, Pastor Joan used to say that. But God is good. He's good all the time. And so if God's going to work everything together for my good and it's not good, then it's not done. So what do? So we wait in expectation. Right? We go, okay, God, I know you're going to work something good out of this because you said that he's going to work all things together for my good. So we get excited. We go, okay, so what are you going to do, God? And so if we're if we're praising and we're in expectation, we'll probably get this really cool earthquake. Then we get a get out of jail free card, right? All right. So. As I conclude, oh, this was another note I just wanted to make that just really has been striking me lately. Paul came up from a place of witnessing who God is. Jesus was God. Jesus is God. And when he speaks in the Gospels, He is God. And it was, that was sort of an interesting thing. So I just actually want to spend 1 minute and talk about Matthew 6. Jesus takes us a step further. He tells us that we are more valuable to God than anything, and that God knows what we need, and he also knows where we are. And then he asks this simple question. This is Jesus. This is God. He asks this question. So which of you, by worrying, could add anything to your life? You know, it never hit me till recently, because I've always been quite a worrier, Pastor Keith. And then I started to think, my worrying does absolutely nothing. It has absolutely no power except to make me crazy until this great thing happens in the end. So why don't I just spend my time having faith and praising God and expecting this good thing that God already promised is going to come, right? I don't know. Is that, yeah? Okay. So he gives us the direction we should be going. He says, instead of worrying like the unbelievers, I thought that was sort of interesting. Like, oh, great. If I worry, I'm like an unbeliever. Awesome. I can't do that anymore. That would be bad. And then he says, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him. Then all these less important things will be given to you in abundance. And so what's interesting, so those less important things he had talked about, why are you worrying about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear? Those are the less important things. The more important thing is chasing after Jesus and the kingdom. So, and this is his final word, and then we're going to summary. Okay? All right. His final wisdom for us was in this scripture, refuse to worry about tomorrow. Refuse. That's a choice. We get to choose that one, right? You read the scripture. But deal with every challenge that comes your way one day at a time. Tomorrow will take care of itself. So this is the summary. Remember God's character. Refuse to worry. Chase after God's kingdom. Think about good things. Praise God in all circumstances. Remember his promise that he works all things together for our good. Remain in a place of excitement, looking for how God's going to work it all together. Like wonton soup. I'll never forget that. That was like the best story. It's so much more fun praising God and watching him give us an earthquake and a get out of jail free card, or healing us completely at the last moment, or providing food or a big salmon. When we're hungry, or a friend when we're lonely. God adores us, wants us to live a kingdom life, meaning a life in cooperation and companionship with him. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you so much for this morning. I thank you, God, that you provide for us, that you love us, you protect us, that you are a God that never changes. You are immutable, God. You never change, and you are good, and you love us completely. Father God, we just praise you and we worship you this morning. We honor you, God. I just lift up every one of us, God, as we go into this ordination section. And I thank you, Father, that you will be here with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.